I had a chat with my manager at Fleetwood, Graham Alexander. Wasn't playing that much minutes under him, and I didn't see any minutes really coming. So we had a conversation. He circulated my name to the league clubs, and Cambridge came back with the offer that Fleetwood were prepared to accept. And knowing Jez George from before, I was excited to come down and meet him again and work with him and Richard and get going.
So when have you come across Jez before then?
He tried to sign me in 2011.
Right.
I actually went to York instead. No, he tried to sign me when he was the caretaker manager at the time, and we had a great chat, great meeting, and we really got on. And he said he's been watching me ever since, and this was the perfect time to get going. And Richard's were seeing me a couple of times as well, and he knows all about me, and he was really excited as well. So it was just a good fit, hopefully. Mm.
Jez, obviously forgiving you then, and making the move to York, it worked out pretty well.
It worked out very well. I don't know if he's forgiven me, like, but it worked out very well. I really enjoyed my time at York. And then obviously the season last year with Fleetwood was a successful one as well. And now I'm here, want to get some game time, play some minutes, and hopefully make this a successful year as well.
Yeah, because obviously the U's had a couple of trips to Wembley last season, an experience you know all about. Am I right in thinking you scored in both the games for York?
That was the first season at York. We got to the trophy final, and which I managed to get a goal in, and the playoff final, which I also managed. That was in the space of 8 days. That was just a mental time. But obviously, Cambridge done it last year, and they know all about it as well. And it was it's great to see.
Yeah, you can compare notes with Ryan Donaldson. You must be in a pretty select group of players that have scored in both the trophy final and the playoff final in the same season.
We haven't compared yet because I haven't really seen him about much because I think he's injured at the moment. So, but now we'll probably chat about it. Like you say, it's a special occasion occasion to do. So, it's good.
So what are you like then as a player? You've been described as a winger who's going to provide a few goals. Can you play on either side?
Yeah, I can. I want to get forward. I want to attack and create. I want to score fairly quick, relatively fit. My fitness is a key part of my game, and I want to just keep getting at fullbacks and in behind defenders and getting through on goal and just creating or scoring. If I'm creating or scoring, then I'm doing my job.
And in terms of your experiences of the Football League, obviously started your career in the Conference, but had your season with York and playing last year with Fleetwood as well. You must feel that you know it pretty well now.
Yeah, it's obviously you learn something. You learn every year, and your experience gets greater and greater. And obviously, last season was big for me to be a part of a promotion winning team again, and to play the latter part of the season was brilliant. So I'd like to think I know a fair bit about it. Accrington Stanley, I know a fair bit about, so that's the opening game, and really looking forward just to getting going and getting the ball rolling.
Yeah, and I really ought to ask you as well, we saw that you'd signed, we were Googling you and put your name through Twitter. And what's this about your dog? Yeah, your dog is all over Twitter.
Yeah, it's a little bit of banter that we had with the York lads in the first season. I had a little statue, 2-foot dog, purple velvet dog, greyhound it was. It was incredible, wicked. But I had one of the lads stay with me a couple of nights a week because I moved up to York, and he was actually, John Challenger was from Peterborough, so he moved up, he stayed up a couple of nights with me a week, and he would just walk in, what's that? What is that? You know, sort of thing. And then next thing you know, when I went for the England C game, came back, it had gone. And it had left a note saying, Daddy, I've gone on my walk, see you later. And the lads had taken it and made a Twitter account for it. And it got everywhere, put it all round York to start with. And then it started making sets of Coronation Street set and people wanted to take it everywhere. And it just became a bit of banter between fans and players and staff and everybody involved at York.
So where's the dog now then? What happened to it?
I've given it to Lisa Charlton, the York secretary. Love the woman. She's a fantastic woman. And it was just a bit of like a goodbye sort of parting, but she's still got a little bit of me to remind, you know, so she don't forget me and all. Which, no, so yeah, she's actually at her house now.